Good evening. This is Robin Thornhill, and welcome to the Destiny New Image Ministry podcast series. Melvin and I are presidents of Destiny New Image Ministry, and tonight I'm representing the blessed duo of myself and my marvelously anointed husband, Melvin. So tonight is not really what we would consider our official podcast, because Melvin is going to launch the series by talking about the ministry and the goals of the podcast. Well, tonight, as many of you know, Melvin's mother passed away, and he wanted to at least be on the podcast briefly, but the homegoing service was this afternoon. And when I say it was a glorious celebration, it was absolutely beautiful. We were surrounded by family and friends who came from faraway places to just be there to celebrate her life. And you might ask, or some of you might ask, how can you be excited and feel like it was celebratory and it was a great homegoing service if the person died and you were at a funeral? Well, let me just put it to you. You can be happy and you can be joyous when you know the person has transitioned to their home. And when I say home, I mean home to be with the Lord. When you know that right now this loved one is beholding the face of the Lord, you can't help but be happy. So as his partner in life, I'm going to do the podcast tonight. I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to share with you one of my journal entries. I am a journaler and I love it. It is very therapeutic. I use it as a part of my self-care regimen. And I love it because I'm able to really talk to God. And at the same time, I'm really listening to myself, listening and inner listening. That's what I mean. I'm hearing what I'm saying to God, and that's what makes it therapeutic to me. So what I did a year ago is I took Psalm 91 and I went line by line, and I made the psalm personal to me. Now, let me pause to make a disclaimer to those Bible scholars and seminarians. I did not exegete this passage, and I did not run a translation on key words. This is just Psalm 91 and me. How Psalm 91 actually speaks to me. That's what this podcast is about. So, with that said, run to the kitchen right now, brew you up a cup of chamomile tea, come back and listen to this podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, grab your Bibles. Psalm 91, let's begin. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. What this is saying to me, or said to me, was, Lord, you give me rest, because you're sheltering me from the messiness of this world. And even your very shadow gives me comfort. Awesome. Verse 2, I say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. This passage meant to me, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord, even when I don't know if I can really fully say it and be sincere about it, because I'm conflicted. But I shouldn't be, because I know you're trustworthy and have always proven to be so. And I know that you're my refuge. And I know that I can run to you and always find protection in your fortress. I just have to break away from my old belief system that I can handle this. But see, I don't have to handle it, because you've already handled it. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and the deadly pestilence. This scripture, this passage said, everyday life brings some kind of trouble and many opportunities to be entrapped and snared. And many times disease and sickness is present. But Lord, you cover me and you block it. This is what I call, what the old folks used to say, God is protecting me from dangers seen and unseen. Glory, hallelujah. Verse 4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Verse 4 is saying, the Lord is like a mother eagle. He holds you so close, you can feel those soft, downy wings. And his love keeps you so safe and so warm. I know that's how I feel. And I said in my journal, his faithfulness creates a barrier against the enemy and against the enemy's weapons. Verse 5. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. So what that meant to me was, I'm not going to fear things that go bump in the night. I'm not going to start questioning if I hear a little ping down the hall. I will not fear evil, whether it has two legs or four legs. And I'm not going to cringe when people try to come up on me or up against me, whether it's people or situations. And even if they're designed for my demise, he who is with me is more than those who are against me. Verse 6. Nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. More things that I'm not going to fear. And I said, or it said to me, I'm not going to tremble. I'm not going to tremble when I get a bad report. I'm not going to tremble if the doctor walks in the room and his face looks a certain way. I'm going to trust. I have two T's here, tremble, trust. Which one will I choose? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'm choosing trust because that's the way it's got to go. Boy, I didn't know I could rhyme that quickly. All right, verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. I said it will not come near me. I made this scripture personal. And it also said to me, all this messiness, all this confusion, all this evil is not going to move me off my faith. And sometimes you got to say that out loud. You got to convince yourself because it can be brutal. But you got to say, I'm going to stand when it looks like I can't stand no more. Verse 8. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. This passage spoke to me. God, you have my back. And I will see victory. And guess what? My enemies are going to see my victory too, because they're going to be sitting right at the table as you prepare it before me. Because in the end, I always win. Verse 9. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, that passage said, you are my Most High God. You are my refuge and my strength. I trust you. Verse 10, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. Verse 10 said to me, I'm certain that you keep your promises, God, and you prevent disaster from wrecking my life. Hallelujah. Verse 11, for he will command. Isn't that powerful? He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Legions of angels, this is what it said to me. Legions, that's a whole lot of angels, are about their business, which is handling my business. They are guarding me. They are taking care of me because he told them to. Verse 12, they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. What that passage said to me was, Lord, as the angels protected you, especially in the wilderness, the devil told you that they would protect you, and he was right. They're protecting me too. Verse 13, you will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. This simply meant to me the devil, all his demons, all his devices, all his little shenanigans, they're under my feet. Verse 14, because he loves you. I'm going to say that twice. Because he loves you, says the Lord. I will rescue him and I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. That passage spoke to me saying, I love you, Lord. You love me, Lord. And you keep me in all my ways, protected and rescued. Verse 15, he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. That passage said to me, when I call you, you don't come. That's what I said. I said, when I call you, you don't come. You don't come because you're already here. You honor the life I live for you, and you will never forsake me when I am in trouble. Isn't that beautiful? To know that you have that assurance. Verse 16. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Your salvation is sweet. That's what it's saying to me. And I look forward to singing a happy birthday song when I'm 120 years old, because you have satisfied me with a long life. That's it. I hope you enjoyed that, because I certainly did, saying it again to myself. And if you are so inspired, feel free to send us your personalization of a psalm, and we will possibly read portions of it on a later broadcast. Podcast. I keep saying broadcast. Am I being prophetic here? Two brief announcements. First, I just want to let everyone know I'm working on several books, one of which is, or two books are poetry books. They're both set to publish in 2020. So I am going to use the opportunity for one of those books to open up doors for other poets and illustrators as well. So if you'd like to contribute or think you might like to contribute, hit me up on our website, which is www.destinynewimage.com. Send an email from the website and I'll contact you with further details. Next announcement, write this down, write it down. You don't want to miss next Friday, 24th of May, 8 p.m. Look for the link, go on the website and click on the link. Whatever you need to do, you gotta listen next week, because Melvin is gonna bring some real good information to you. And his episode is entitled, episode 2, Your Destiny, New Image. So tell somebody about us, share this podcast with someone, and you continue to be blessed because you already are. God bless you. Thank you for being with us tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. I know it may have appeared like it's a rough cut, but I believe in doing things and being transparent, and that's what we're going to be on this podcast. So sometimes we're going to flub some words and we're going to say some things that aren't quite right on point, but that's okay, because we want to be natural and we want to be real. God bless you.